The Bush administration received some bad news on the economy today, and the resignations followed shortly afterward. More on the rising unemployment rate in a few minutes, but first, the departures of Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill and a top White House advisor, Larry Lindsey. Both resigned today in a shakeup of the administration's economic team. As NPR's John Itzde reports, the changes suggest a likely shift in emphasis in economic policy.
The resignation of Paul O'Neill came as no great surprise. The Treasury Secretary has been a controversial figure since he arrived in Washington. The former CEO, who successfully transformed Alcoa, the aluminum producer, into a highly profitable company, always spoke bluntly and not always from the White House script. During the past 2 years, as the economy faced recession and corruption scandals, O'Neill often soft-pedaled the problems, even as the White House tried to convince the public it took them very seriously. Here's O'Neill before an audience of CEOs last August in Washington.
We face problems, we deal with them, and we move on. In the end, confidence comes not from the talking heads on television, but from the fundamentals. And the fundamental strength of our economy is good.
O'Neill also riled financial markets when he suggested the U.S. was no longer pursuing a strong dollar policy, contrary to the view from the White House. And he caused problems during his confirmation hearing when he balked at selling off $100 million worth of his stock in his former company. Ultimately, he did divest. Robert Hormats, vice chairman of Goldman Sachs International, who has served in both Democratic and Republican administrations, says the White House finally concluded it needed a change in its economic team and its economic policy.
And I think that the weakness of the economy has led them to conclude they need a fiscal stimulus. They need to demonstrate that they are on top of the economic issues that face this country, and that they're going to take a more proactive stance and probably take it relatively soon when the Congress returns.
Robert Bartlett of the National Center for Policy Analysis points out that O'Neill opposed an economic stimulus package.
I mean, Mr. O'Neill's view has been that the economy is fundamentally sound and that there's no need for additional governmental action to deal with it, whereas I think people in the White House are much more concerned about the underlying state of the economy and believe that at a minimum something should be put forward as an insurance policy, if only for political reasons, that they have to appear to be doing something. And on a day when the unemployment rate is rising, certainly their position looks, pretty strong.
The other official who resigned today, Larry Lindsey, director of the White House National Economic Council, had argued in favor of an economic stimulus package, but that apparently did not save him. Bartlett says his information is that O'Neill resigned, but Lindsey was asked to go.
Well, there have been complaints about Mr. Lindsey almost from day one that he didn't seem to be a very good manager and had some of O'Neill's problems of making intemperate remarks to the press. For example, a few weeks ago, he made a comment about how a war with Iraq would cost $200 billion or something like that, and that caused a lot of consternation. Maybe true, I don't know, but it was apparently something that was not supposed to have been said publicly.
Several news organizations are quoting sources saying both men were forced out. The White House refused to confirm or deny those reports, saying only that the resignations spoke for themselves. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.